This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We want to welcome you with open arms. Thank you so much for joining us here for another hour, another edition of Auto World. This is the hour which we get to spend with Dan Watson, the certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years worth of experience, also one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America. So get your lubrication questions ready, your oil questions. And it doesn't have to be about your car or truck. It can be about boats. It can be about motorcycles. It can be about anything that has an engine that requires oil. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261. Mackenzie's behind the board taking those calls. And you can also email us up at bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth the man of the hour, the man who knows more about oil than anybody else that I have ever known or have had the pleasure of working with in the past. He is a certified lubrication specialist, and he's also really such a great communicator here on radio. Let's all welcome Dan Watson. Dan, thank you so much for your time.
Well, it's good to be here with you this evening, Bob. And, you know, there was a couple weeks ago I got a chance to ask you a couple questions about your favorite car and those kind of things. And it kind of prompted me to want to ask you a couple more, if you don't mind, about a couple different things. Because, you know, you introduced me and talk about my experience, and I appreciate that and my background a little bit. But you've been doing radio a while, and there's probably some people out there that really don't know too much about Bob Long. So I thought I'd take this first segment and ask you a couple questions, if you don't mind. So if you're ready, here we go. How about tell me and the folks, when did you get started in radio? I kind of envision you as a guy almost in high school getting started in radio.
If my high school had had a radio station, I definitely would have started then. But I started as a freshman in college, so at the age of 17,
wow,
at a small college outside of Boston called Curry College. And we had a really incredible student-run radio station still going strong today. And when I first decided to go into broadcasting, it was sports that drew me into it. And it wasn't until I first started working at the college radio station that I realized that narrowing my focus towards sports was really going to cut down on my opportunities for employment. But I started at 17, so that was quite a few years ago.
Wow, so you started into my second question, which is I was curious if you were just, kind of my second and third one, if you were doing kind of standard disc jock work or if you actually were, you know, being a host towards things like sports information, and when you actually shifted to where you got into automotive.
Well, it's interesting, to say the least, Dan. So sports is what drove me into it, but it was actually music that got me started early in my career, and my college radio station had every music format imaginable, so I've done everything from big band and jazz to every type of rock to disco to you name it. And that set me up for working in major market music radio in Boston at a very young age. I worked at what was then a top 40 station, call them CHR stations today. I also got to work at a couple of classic rock stations. And then, unfortunately, my mom got sick, and I had to dial back my hours of working on my career and focus on helping my dad and my mom out. She had a rare form of cancer called multiple myeloma. And so served as a account executive selling advertising and a disc jockey from time to time on a Boston station. It wasn't until 1991 that through a series of circumstances I was happened to be on the air when the radio station I was working at was seized by the IRS.
So that's got to be that, something.
Yeah, exactly. And the last song I played on it was an old song called "The Best Things in Life Are Free." So as the IRS were sealing the place up, that was the last song to air on that station. I got an opportunity to work at the National Sports Network in Boston, which provided programming in the overnights for what was then 1991, a new format, all sports. And this is before ESPN had 24-hour Fox or any of the umpteen others that are out there. So the company I work for provided sports programming from 9 o'clock at night to 9 o'clock in the morning. So I used to do a sports trivia show at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was on all these sports stations around the country. And, of course, my neighbors and friends just thought that I slept all day and never worked at all. But I was doing that. And after about a year or so, that network morphed into a talk network, which I was one of the founders of, called Talk America Radio Networks. And in the beginning, I did an issues of the day type talk show. And it wasn't until doing that for a while that I said to myself, you know, I've really got to find a niche that I can talk about, that I love to talk about. So what's the other thing besides music and besides radio that I love? And that is cars. Having started reading the Motor Trends and the Car and Drivers, you know, about at the age of 10 or so, I started subscribing to those magazines and reading all that stuff. So I started Auto World out as a part-time show on Talk America in different time slots from 1992 to 1995. And it was in June of 1995 that Auto World debuted at 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Sunday, and it stayed there ever since. It has expanded twice, first to 2 hours around the year 1999 or 2000, and then expanding to 3 hours in about 2004, 2005. And at my peak, I was doing 7 hours of Auto World, and I was also doing Motor Trends show 4 hours per weekend, and done a bunch of other automotive hosting shows. Did a show for the Hagerty Classic Car folks called Inside Classic Cars. Did a car buying show called Deals on Wheels. And I did a show called Motor News Weekly as well. So I was very fortunate to merge my two passions together, broadcasting and automobiles. And I've had the honor of being able to interview a lot of automotive icons and legends, and, you know, the folks that I grew up reading became my friends, and these legendary automotive journalists like David E. Davis Jr. or Brock Yates or William Jeans or Chubba Cheddar or Gene Jennings, Gene Lindemood, Don Sherman, he's another one still going today. All these guys became my friends. John Davis started the Motor Week television show back in 1982. He became my friend. And then I got to interview the icons, the Carroll Shelbys of the world and the Steve Salines and the designers of so many cars, and got to meet Henry Ford II and Henry Ford III. So I've been fortunate to interview everybody from rap stars into cars to members of the Ford family. So that kind of covers the gamut.
Well, when we come back, I got one last question that's just a real quick one to ask you. So, and then we'll move on to some lubrication stuff.
That sounds great. Thanks for asking. This is a real thrill for me to talk about it, Dan. We'll put it in neutral, take a pit stop, and then more of Auto World around the bend.
Thank you. you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DynoVite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. Dan Watson, CEO of The Lube Page, has the microphone, and we're having a little bit of fun here. Dan's asking me some questions about my radio career, and Dan, this is a really fun segment here. Thanks so much for thinking of doing this.
Well, I was going to ask you this last question. It's kind of off the wall, but I'm sure you're familiar, being a radio guy. You ever watched the comedy sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, you ever experienced any Of course, it sounds like you worked at all big-name radio stations. You didn't get off the beaten path too far. But if you ever worked at any place that was kind of crazy like WKRP.
Yeah, the answer is yes, absolutely. And even at the major market stations that I worked at in Boston and in Providence, I mean, there's an element of that in every single radio station. The unusual personalities and the Les Nessmans of the world and the Dr. Johnny Fevers of the world. Definitely, it's all part of being in the radio business. And it's a thing that in recent times is a little bit been cut out by the fact that so many large radio stations these days are controlled by big corporations. So they've taken a little of that funkiness out, but that funkiness I have definitely been around and been a part of. So it is not far from the truth, WKRP in Cincinnati.
Well, I know that in my limited radio exposure, just, you know, in the shows I've done and around Orlando and so forth, is that it seems like in each one of the radio stations there, they're full-time or they're people, I'll run into at least one character who is true to form, you know, as they say, marching to the beat of a different drummer. Anyway,
well,
so good. Well, I like hearing this information about your career. I think that your listeners ought to hear it off and on because you're probably, you are a rare individual in the fact that there's such a history of walking through with so many people that have been involved or that have been celebrities within the automotive world. And that's why it's auto world. It's not just the technical side, but it's the actual business and the celebrity and the everything to do with the, as you could call it, the showmanship of automotive, of the automotive world working. You've been involved with a lot of those people, and it's good for the listeners to know that when you're on the air, they're listening to somebody that knows what he's talking about. He's been around all these things for years, and they can pick up some good information about what's going on in the automotive industry. And I think when you comment on it, your comments are right on spot. They're well targeted.
Well, thank you, my friend. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And we'll have to do it again down the road, no doubt about it.
Well, if you want to, we got a couple of questions to answer here. Our listeners, and they have unique questions about oil at different times. I don't know where they come up with them, but I enjoy answering them.
Absolutely. Juan in El Paso, Texas, he writes a note to you, Dan. Dan, you have convinced me synthetic oil is better than conventional, but it simply costs too much. Is it really worth the price?
Well, you know, Juan, normally you think I would take some kind of offense of Juan's question, but Juan's question is spot on. I mean, let's think about this. We have to be wise when we go to buy things for our cars or buy cars. You know, when somebody would call in and talk about a car that you've reviewed, I mean, you're going to try to tell them what you found good and some of the things that were detractors from the car that you drove and test drove. And so people need to think analytically, and they need to think hard about when they're going to spend their money and make sure they do it right. So I appreciate Juan's question. And here's the truth. Synthetic oil is worth the money, but it depends upon the individual's priorities. In other words, I can tell you that you're going to get your money's worth and you're going to get what you pay for, but if somebody's not really, really the kind of person who thinks that they better make sure they got the best tires and the best oil and that their car is well manufactured and it's all its systems are in good shape and it's a jam-up safe car to drive. If you don't think like that, looking for the best and what you want for your automobile, then quite frankly, synthetic probably isn't for you because synthetic is going to appeal to the very deliberate, technical-minded individual who wants to make sure that they're doing the very best they can to keep their car running in tip-top condition for as long as it'll run. And those type of quality-minded people will see the quality that's in synthetic. Now, the price, when we look at it, and we say, oh, wait a minute, this is pretty expensive, da-da-da-da-da. We've talked about this before, and it's one of the reasons why I try to promote AMSOIL synthetics to people to understand them. AMSOIL came at this from a direction. They started in 1971 with the idea that if you manufactured a top-quality product and that you could prove that it would allow you to go longer or more miles between your drain intervals, that it would be economical and a superior product. And it is. And in fact, one of the largest manufacturers of lubricants in the world, Mobil Oil Company, has stepped right up to the plate and said, hey, we're going to make a Mobil annual oil change, which is good for 1 year or 20,000 miles. Whoa, what a concept. You know, we've been doing 1 year or 25,000 miles since 1971 in AMSOIL. Now, when you go to buy that Mobil annual change oil, it's going to cost equal to or more than AMSOIL costs. So it costs money to make quality products. You have to expect to pay the price for a quality product. But quick math here without going into rocket science. If you do an oil change every 3,000 miles and you spend $3 a quart for oil, then if you did an oil change every 12,000 miles, that would be four oil changes with the oil that cost you $3, so you'd have spent $12 on oil versus whatever it cost you for the 12,000. Now, AMSOIL's intermediate oil, their XL oil is called, is good for 12,000 miles or 1 year, and that oil sells for about $9 a quart retail. Okay, so $9, folks, is less than $12. You'd have spent $12 on oil to do four oil changes to go 12,000 miles. If you did one with XL, you'd spend $9. Now, if you want to go further, we go to 25,000 miles with the Signature Series oil. And we'll just say the Signature Series oil is going to sell for $12. But we do eight of those 3,000-mile oil changes at $3 a quart. It would be $24 for oil versus the $12 for the AMSOIL Signature Series. So it's simply not more expensive. It's less expensive to use AMSOIL Extended Drain Oil.
Excellent. Why don't we put it in neutral here and take a quick time out. And when we come back on the other side, we've got more questions piling up here for Dan. And you can be one of those people with a question at 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney hosted top administration officials at Camp David over the weekend to talk about health care. He tells Bill Hemmer on Fox News Sunday they're close to getting it completed.
We spent the time this weekend saying, okay, what have we done? What can we talk about that's a success? What do we need to work on going forward? We talked about the individual marketplace. We talked about how we're protecting Medicare. We're talking about getting drug prices down. And I do think you'll see a plan here fairly shortly.
Will you see it before the 2020 election?
Oh, yeah. No, we want to run on this.
House Judiciary Chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler said Sunday that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report could contain grounds for impeachment of President Donald Trump and that some of the report would not leak publicly if provided without redactions to his committee. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani on CBS's Face the Nation.
Jerry Nadler prejudged this case a year ago. He was talking about impeachment. He was overheard on Amtrak talking about impeachment. On his committee, he's got some of the most rabid people that hate Trump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live with Dan Watson, CEO of the Lou Page, thelewpage.com, and we just answered a question about the price of synthetic oil. Is it really worth the price? And Dan, I think you did a really good job in explaining the reasons why. And the other thing that I can say to listeners, having seen this, if you see an engine torn down after 100,000 miles and you look at one that ran nothing but synthetic and you look at the other one which ran nothing but conventional oil, the wear difference is nothing but remarkable.
Well, it's true. I mean, the product is superior. It becomes a financial question or economic question, whichever we want to look at it, to some people. And so let me just add one thing here quickly and that for our listeners, and that is that there's a program through AMSOIL which is called the Preferred Customer Program. It's similar to being a member of Sam's or Costco, where you have a membership, you pay an annual membership fee, and you buy everything at a discount, which is near wholesale prices. Now, that's a great program. I have several hundred people that I've set up to do that over the years that use that program. And if you have an interest in that, and I think you should if you expect to buy AMSOIL, if you're going to buy more than $100 worth of AMSOIL in a year, the program becomes cost-effective. So go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, and you'll find links and ways to sign up as a preferred customer, or call me at 800-370-2986. We'll take care of you, set you up as a preferred customer so that you can buy at reduced prices. And AMSOIL not too long ago initiated free shipping for orders that are $100 or more. So this is a very, very good program for people who want to reduce the cost of their synthetic oil and also buy the best synthetic oil while they're doing it. So it's a program that nobody else offers in the automotive oil industry. So we're pretty proud of it. We got probably, I wouldn't be surprised if we're approaching 1 million preferred customers across North America. So something you ought to look into if you truly want to work the best economic angle you can, both with extended drains and reduced prices. So, hey, that's my pitch for that. Now let's move on to another question.
Yeah, we got a question out of our Fresno, California affiliate station, and the person writes, my boys like to ride dirt bikes. These little bikes really take a beating. What does AMSOIL offer to help keep these things going? I don't think I can get the boys back to back off on how hard they drive. So they're really pushing these dirt bikes. Dan, what advice would you have for this gentleman?
Sure.
In Fresno?
Well, you know, dirt bikes have something in common with boats. They have two speeds, either wide open or idle. Guys, I don't even know how they stay on those things the way they ride them around. It's crazy to me, but they do it. And here's what AMSOIL offers for these bikes. We make some of the best synthetic two-stroke oil in the industry, but specifically for these incredibly hard-driven, pushed bikes, we have an oil called Interceptor and another one called Dominator. Dominator is a little bit higher performance racing oil, and Interceptor is for these extremely hard-driven type situations. So either one of those two-stroke oils would work in these bikes. Now, there are some, believe it or not, Bob, I can't hardly believe it, these little tiny engines, but there are some now in four-strokes that are small enough to put on these dirt bikes. So there are a few four-stroke dirt bikes out there. If you got one of those, then we've got some oils that are typically recommended for the ATV, UTV community, but they will work well in a four-stroke dirt bike. I mean, I couldn't believe it when somebody told me, I had someone asking about this, they had a four-stroke dirt bike. I'm thinking, aren't those kind of small to be four-stroke engines on a dirt bike? But hey, you leave it long enough, these engineers and people will make it happen. It seems impossible. Next thing you know, they're driving them all over the place. So, but quite frankly, two-stroke oil is a difficult lubricating, what we call regime, because anytime you have gasoline and oil mixed together, it usually condemns the oil. But we have to intentionally do this and then still get lubrication out of the oil. So it takes a different type of chemistry, and it takes a lot of experience in getting these two-stroke oils where they are constructed in such a way that they give maximum protection and not interfere with the power of the motor. Because, you know, Bob, oil in the mix will displace gasoline. So the oil is not burning. It's going in there to do its lubricating thing. So you only get so much fuel into that chamber to make power. And if you have to have a whole bunch of oil in there because the oil is so weak in its ability to protect that it displaces a lot of gasoline, you lose a lot of power. And that's why the racers and everybody all go to high-performance synthetic two-stroke, because you can run it with a much leaner mixture, like 100 to 1, where the others are running sometimes 40 and 32 to 1 to try to lubricate the engine. So you get that oil backed off a little, you get more fuel in that cylinder, you get more power. So hopefully that'll answer their question, and we can move on to the next one.
All right, sounds good. Listening on KPAM in Portland, Oregon, is Phil, and Phil owns a Ford Focus, a 2012-2013. His owner's manual says that he should use Motorcraft 5W20 blend synthetic. My question is, what if I use full synthetic? Would it damage my car in the long term? I can understand his hesitancy here. Dan, what do you think would be best for Phil?
Well, the best thing to do would be to move to full synthetic and forget the blended stuff. Here's the problem with the blend. I'm not saying that you can't mix them together and achieve some type of improvement in performance. But the problem is that it is so unknown what these blends really are. People immediately think that a semi-synthetic blend means that it's half synthetic and half petroleum. That's what would come to the mind, just, you know, subconsciously. The truth is, it could be 5% synthetic and qualify as a blend. So you don't actually know for sure what you're buying, and I never like to buy like that. I like to know what I'm getting, and if I think it's worth it, I'll pay the price for it. But I don't like having, you know, a really unknown of what it is that I'm buying. So I don't trust blends. I don't think they're worth the money. And what I would tell any customers is just if you're going to, you want better performance than what you get from a, let's just say, the best petroleum you can buy, then just move up to a good quality synthetic engine oil and go for the gusto. Don't stop at some mixture of a blend, because you can make your own blend. You know, buy some top quality petroleum, and when you make your oil change, do 2 quarts of that and 2 quarts of synthetic, and you got yourself a blend. At least you know it's half and half instead of maybe 5% synthetic and 95% petroleum, which, and you're paying higher prices for it. So I don't trust those things. So that's my opinion, as they say, and I'm sticking to it.
Very good. When we come back on the other side, more questions for Dan, and you can get in on the action at 855-660-4261. Mackenzie's running the board, so you can talk to Mackenzie, and Mackenzie can get you on the air with us, or if you want to leave a question, that's fine. Just give them a call. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Did you know Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, is doing a health seminar on April the 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn? That's 8202 South 100th East Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma. The meeting will get started promptly at 7 o'clock. Distributors are $10 and everyone else is free. If you have any questions, call Brandy at 615-389-7733.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Dan Watson joins us. He is, of course, the CEO of ThelouPage.com. Check that out. Dan's got also loads of videos on YouTube, and you can follow those just by hopping on over to the Lou page as well. And we're taking your questions, fielding your calls, 855-660-4261. We've got a question from Tom in Atlanta, and what Tom would like to know is, Dan, do you recommend oil additives, and are they worth the money?
Boy, we could reserve a complete hour and talk about this.
Yeah.
We won't, I promise, but no, if you buy a decent quality motor oil, you should not need additional additives. Now, there's a lot of oil out there that's not worth much, so maybe if you buy one of these additives, like the ones that have been around a long time, like maybe STP or Lucas or one of these, then it's probably got some additional additives that might beef up your weak oil to where it can perform where it should have performed to begin with. But the truth is, if you have a good quality engine oil, something like AMSOIL or Mobil or Castrol or one of these engine oils, they're formulated to do everything your engine needs, and you shouldn't need an additive. Now, when you buy, some ABC or XYZ unknown oil that you don't know anything about and never seen it before, but it's a good cheap deal to buy it, then that oil probably could use some help, and some additives might do it. So depends upon your situation. Now, there are some additives which are simply they do a good job of taking your money, and they seem to show back up when they disappear. They'll come out as some kind of term, and I'm not specifically saying that this is one, but something like greased lightning or, you know, some other type of fancy name, and they'll say they're PTFE additives. These are the Teflon-type additives, and that's really been debunked fairly well, that the Teflon additives are not a good thing for your vehicle. People will swear that they see some difference in them, but there was a study that I read where the U.S. Army tried the Teflon additives that were on the market at the time, and the result was that they tried it in a lot of engines, a lot of different applications, trucks and everything. And they had about a 5% engine failure rate, and it was based upon this Teflon. It's ground up pretty small, but it managed to clog up some oil galleries and starve some bearings for oil and wiped out some bearings and was a pretty expensive thing. So the Army's, the result of their large field study was that they couldn't find really anything positive, but they found a whole lot of negatives with failed engines. So I don't recommend additives. Now, here's something for people to understand. You're flying on your own. There's no ground control. There's nothing that tells you in our marketplace whether an additive is worth anything. They are not certified. They are not governed. The API does not claim them. None of the consumer protection agencies claim them. It is literally the old term laissez-faire, buyer beware. You're the one that'll have to determine whether this stuff is any good. Now, every once in a while, there will be a suit by one of the major oil companies suing some of these people to prove that what they say is true. And when they can't prove it, usually what happens is that forces them to shut down and go out of business. But lo and behold, within a year, some offshore corporation with a new name for some terrific oil additive starts up on the Internet selling another new additive, same stuff under a different name, with a different corporation formed in the Turks and Caicos or some such place. And here we go again. And all it ends up happening is people end up forking over money and more money and more money until the people finally get forced to prove that what they say, they can't prove it, so they declare bankruptcy, go out of business, and a year or so later come back up under a different name. So, you know, I'm sort of, you could say, jaded on additives. I haven't seen much effect. But now I will not argue that companies like Lucas and years ago, I think they're still around, STP, they made additives that were good additives. But like I said, unless you're buying inferior oil, the additive isn't going to show much of an improvement in the current oil that you've got. So we'll just let it go at that, Bob.
Very well done, Dan. Let's take a question from Roger in Sarasota, Florida. Roger writes to you, I never see any recommendations to change the rear end oil. Is this a fill-for-life product? And a good question, Roger.
It's a good question. Now, let me first start with the end of his question. I don't believe in fill-for-life products, period. Okay? That's just, you see a car company comes out and says, oh, this transmission is filled-for-life, this automatic transmission. And then you start searching, and you can't find a single transmission fluid manufacturer that makes fluid that agrees with that statement. So whose fluid did they put in there? Because there's not any of the companies that will back it up. Mobil, Ansel, Castrol, nobody's going to back up that you can put a plug in this transmission, fill it up, and it's going to drive for 300,000 miles on the same oil that it started with. Nobody. So I don't know what this fill for life really means. I thought of it in this way, Bob. Maybe this is how you define it. This is filled for life because you run this until the transmission breaks down. And that's the end of life. Okay, maybe that's what they mean. But as far as the rear end, here's a good rule of thumb. If you're running standard gear lube from the factory, you really should be considering in your, when possible, you should change this stuff about every 50,000 miles. Now, if you change yourself to a high-quality, full synthetic gear lube made by a variety of companies, Ansel, Mobil, Castrol, somebody making a full synthetic gear lube, most of the time that's going to kick that up to 100,000 miles between services. But it is, what do they refer to time, the redheaded stepchild? I mean, it's just an area that nobody pays attention to on these differentials in these rear ends. And folks, you need to pay attention to it because I've been involved with people who have had to fix these things. Now, it's a pickup truck rear end on a 2,500 diesel-powered pickup. But by the time they fixed the rear end, it was $2,800. Okay? There are gears in there that are expensive. You're better off if you really wipe one out to see if you can pick up a good one from a junkyard, because if it went in the junkyard and it was working, if you bring it out and drain the oil and do some flush and then bring it back up, you can probably get some good service out of it. But when you have to fix one with new parts, whoa, it's expensive. And these drives are under tremendous load. I mean, look at the size in some of these cars. They literally are a pumpkin. They're not bigger than a pie plate, you know, in diameter, and then spread that out. They hold about 2 quarts of oil. And you're cranking this thing down the road with these gears, and they get really hot. A number of years back in the Ford Mustangs, they got rear ends were getting so hot that they were melting the anti-lock brake sensors on them. Okay, so
wow.
I mean, this is something to pay attention to, and you know, most people don't, and they wonder why they start hearing whining noises and sometimes clunking when they go from forward to reverse and all kinds of things, and it's because, hey, there's a set of gears back there screaming, saying, give me some new lube. I'm dying back here. You know, so $50,000 with conventional, $100,000 with a quality synthetic gear lube, and that should kind of be the rule of thumb for it. Let's see if we can get the last one in, Bob.
Yeah, let's see if we can do that. Let's see if we can grab this one from Portland. Logan writes, is it expensive to become an AMSOIL dealer? And who should I talk to?
Well, we know who you should talk to.
You got to talk to
Call me, Logan. I'll set you up. Now, here's the thing, and we only got a few seconds. The AMSOIL business opportunity is an excellent business opportunity with very low upfront costs. You just got to be careful. Maybe we'll finish talking about this next week.
Absolutely. But give out your 800 number just to be on the safe side.
Yes. 800 is... Oh, wait a minute. What is it? 370-2986. That's the end of it. So, anyway.
That's it. All right. Thank you, my friend.
That's all right.
Thanks,
Bob.
This hour.
All right. Bye-bye.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.